As a mother and grandmother, I could no longer remain silent as our world rushes on its collision course with disaster. Nuclear weapons threaten the lives and futures of all children everywhere, and the future of this beautiful planet itself. For Barbara Wiedner, founder of Grandmothers for Peace International, the political is profoundly personal. When, in 1982, she learned about the arsenal of nuclear weapons at Mather Air Force Base, just minutes from her Sacramento, California home, Grandma Barbara was compelled to act. "Those weapons made me realize that if things do not change, my precious grandchildren could be part of the last generation on Earth." Grandma Barbara joined the peace vigils at Mather, bravely holding a sign painted by her granddaughter. It read, "Grandmother for Peace." Her first arrest for civil disobedience on Good Friday in 1982 crystallized her resolve. "I realized that grandmothers have a very powerful and important role to play in the struggle to eliminate nuclear weapons. I decided to form a group called Grandmothers for Peace." Very soon it became clear that we grandmothers have a unique voice and universal appeal. A shared vision lay at the core of Grandma Barbara's extraordinary friendship with Raisa Gorbachev. First and foremost, Raisa Gorbachev was a loving wife, mother, and grandmother, deeply concerned about the abolition of nuclear weapons from the face of this earth. The future of her precious grandchildren was uppermost in her mind. We were drawn together as grandmothers with a common goal. There is no other explanation for our uncommon friendship. I will always remember Raisa's hands. She clasped my hands each time we met and talked. Her greeting to me was always, "Babushka," combined with her beautiful smile. Grandma Barbara was a delegate to the NGO Forum at the 4th UN Conference on Women, held in Beijing, China in 1995. Undaunted by dampness, detours, and delays, she enthusiastically unfurled the grandmother's banner under the peace tent. We heard heartbreaking stories from women suffering from the violence of war and horrible oppression. We found comfort and hope from others dedicated to the elimination of violence in all its forms. We looked into one another's eyes. We cried, we laughed, and we sang. Our lives were forever transformed. Without this sisterhood, this blending of hearts and souls, official government documents alone could never make so profound a shift in our consciousness. Barbara Wiedner, beloved wife and mother of 10, grandmother of more than 20, died at 73 in December 2001. Her legacy is the unique voice of the Grandmothers for Peace.
Peace is the world's mind. Peace is a gentle dove. Peace is sharing. Peace is caring. Peace is filling the world with love.
Barbara Wiedner, presented by Deanna Ceresa. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org.
Ain't I a woman?